everyone, and welcome to the first episode of the fifth season of The Cine Gang! Hello again, my friends. It's been a while, but we are excited for this upcoming season. I am here with Chef Edward Bugia and Chef Sharwin. I'm Richie Zamora, the pickiest eater, and first episode pa lang, guys. Super excited na talaga ako. Chef Ed.
Ang ganda ng theme ng ating bagong season, season 5, mm-hmm. di ba? The theme is, ang ganda eh, parang pinag-isipan natin ng matagal eh. The new theme is called Profiles.
Yun. Huwag mo nang ikwento na naisip lang natin to nung kumain tayo sa Wholesome Table.
Yun na rin yun. Parang
In that voice, it's not profiles, it's profiles.
Oh nga, hindi profiles, ha?
Profiles.
Yun na. Nalala niyo yung show, yung edad ko lalabas, nalala niyo yung show na, hindi pala profiles yun, Lifestyle of the Rich and Famous.
Ay, Lifestyle of the Rich.
Ako, hindi ko alam yun. Mga katulad kong Gen Z, hindi nabutan yung mga ganyan.
Whatever. Ayun. Pero yung profile, so what we're gonna be doing this season is, we are going to be talking to people of interest and of note within the food industry. And maybe, not even the food industry, yung tipong yung orbit lang nila ay tumatama ng konti, kumikis doon sa industry natin as a whole. Kasi kami naman ni Sharwin, we cook. Si Richie naman, he eats. Diba? So, it's a whole, kumbaga, industry as a whole, yung the food industry, diba? Ikaw, Sharwin, na-excite ka ba sa bagong season natin?
Well, this season is tailor-made for mga katulad ko. No? I still don't know the official term, no? Pero alam nyo naman na lalaking marites ako. And that's really what I yearn for is stories, no? That's why I write books. That's why I write my column, diba? Kasi feeling ko yung pagkain, parang normal lang siya until nakuha mo yung totoong storya behind the food. And I think it's the same with people, no? Yung mga i-interviewin natin this season, we see them in media, we see them in restaurants. Pero baka hindi pa natin talaga sila kilala. So feeling ko yung series na to of podcast is exciting kasi makikilala talaga natin sila, maririnig natin mga storya nila.
And without further ado, hindi ko alam paano pronounce yun, tanda ko na, adieu?
Adu. Adu.
Adu ba?
Adieu
ba't may IEU?
Adieu yung goodbye. Adu yung maraming...
Burloilo.
Anyway.
Salagay na yan. Advanced English ako nung high school. Without further ado, yung ating unang guest for this season, no, I've known her for a while now. No, nag-umpisa yan as a cute na bata na nagre-reporter yan. Reporter, nag-interview sa akin sa parang mga food segment, sa mga news, news show ng isang network. Tapos, nakakatawa guys, nakakatawang kwento. Bigla na lang, minsan naririnig-rinig ko yung name niya sa parang pinag-usapan as the next rising star of this network. Di ba? The next parang lumalaki na, sumisikat na, na celebrities. Para ako, siya? Parang, di ba child star yun? Parang, Ed, gano'ng katagal ka na ba huling na-interview niyan? Hindi na child star yan. Full-blown celebrity na yan, no? So, nagkataon, she started sa culinary industry by she had a cafe. She will talk about that in a bit later. And then she entered Chef Jean Gonzalez's school, which is the yung si CAX, Center of Asian Culinary Studies, if I'm not mistaken. No? So yan, ipakilala na po natin ang ating guest for this evening, the wonderful, the lovely Miss Bea Binene.
Woo-hoo! Yay! Wow naman. Grabe Hello. Naman. Hello po. Yeah. Thank you for having me and congratulations on your new season.
Thank you for joining us, Bea.
Hi, Richie. Hello. Ayan.
Hello.
Oo. Unang guest pa lang ng season. Pasabog na agad. Ikaw na yata yung pinaka high profile na guest na nakuha namin ever.
Grabe naman. Kasi no way but up.
Yun.
Diba?
Ikaw na yung pinakasikat na kailala namin eh.
Parang oo nga. Parang wala nga yata tayong ibang kilalang masikat pa.
Mm-hmm.
Yan.
Grabe kasi, naman yun. Kayo pa ba?
Ayan. Si Bea, nakakatawa yan. As in guys, may side kwento. Sobrang random. One night, minessage ko siya. Bea, kasi hinanap ko talaga siya sa Facebook. Alam ko tong celeb na to, friend ko to sa Facebook eh. Tapos minessage ko si Bea. Bea, ikaw yung nag-interview sa akin nung bata ka, di ba? Sabi ni Bea, opo, ako po yun. Sabi ni eh, ikaw rin yun eh. Isang tao lang yun eh.
Tsaka we used to go to Pino all the time.
Oh, yun.
Diba? Yung bagnet kare-kare.
Yo.
Yes. Thank you for remembering.
So, mukhang naturally, the first question na natin for Bea is, kumusta naman interviewin si Chef Ed? Suplado ba siya nung bata ka?
Super. Nakatakot.
Kasi ako po, like, yung nang kinain ko kahapon, hindi ko na rin matandaan.
Good answer.
See, very diplomatic.
But really, parang ano, siguro naman kung sinungit-sungitan ako ni Chef Ed dati, baka hindi ko na siya masyadong nakausap, di ba? Pero from then on naman, like we kept in touch, ganyan, nag-uusap pa rin naman, kumustahan, di ba? Yeah. Ayun.
Cool. So Bea, ano, hindi kami mag-tiptoe around this interview kasi diretsa na, dahil kilala namin yung listeners namin ngayon since fifth season na namin, no? Not everyone knows you. Tell us a very brief intro or background about yourself. Tell us about yourself. Very simple lang. Like, we know you as this superstar, no? Pero for some people, how would you want to introduce Bea Benene to our listeners? Yan.
How do you call your listeners? Meron ba kayong sinigang, ganyan, like the listeners?
The sinigang. Or... I think yun na yun, okay. Yun yung listeners
okay,
The gangsters.
The gangsters.
So, I'm Bea Benene, and I've started in the industry, in the showbiz industry, when I was 6 years old, way back 2004.
Six?
I joined Starstruck Kids. Yeah, I joined Starstruck Kids, but I didn't win. I was just part of the final six.
Teka, who won? Sikat ba yung nanalo? Baka di naman sumikat yung nanalo.
Yung dalawang, yung ultimate survivors, they didn't pursue na, they didn't continue showbiz.
Masikat ka nga. Pero yung
final four, isa doon si Miguel Tan Felix. Na-active pa rin siya ngayon sa GMA. So, yun. Anyways, okay. After Starstruck, I did, nag-stage play ako. Ooh. Tapos, I had a show, a magazine show with GMA News and Public Affairs, Lovely Day. Ito yung parang hosting magazine show nga, travel show, ganyan. And then, when I was 12, that's when I started mga teleseries na. And while doing the teleseries, nag-ano rin ako, nagkaroon din po ako ng isa pang magazine show din sa News TV na I think until now, it's still on air, but I'm not part of it anymore. But so ganun siya for 13 years old ako until now. The show's still running, and I was there until like 2020, I think.
Nice.
Ayun, and I started. I took up film before, but I wasn't able to finish it. And then I had the opportunity to enter a culinary school, Center for Asian Culinary Studies, ni Chef Jean Gonzalez. So I entered 2019, but because of the pandemic, unfortunately, humaba yung duration ng pagpasok ko sa school. So, well, actually, technically, I'm graduated na. Pero hindi ko pa nakuha yung diploma ko kasi ang dami ko kasing absences before kasi yun yung may teleserye ako. So ngayon, mini-makeup classes ko pa siya tsaka fino-fulfill ko pa yung OJT hours ko. So before I can really say na, okay, I'm graduated na. Kasi technically, I can still get my diploma because I still have a lot of makeup classes to take. So yun. And yun, I also have my business. I had a coffee counter, Mix and Brew Coffee in SM Mega Mall. But because of the pandemic, again, we decided to close it. But right now, I look at it as a blessing in disguise talaga. Kasi because of that, we decided to transfer the shop to my mom's province in Nueva Ecija. And this time, it's like a real coffee shop na. A cafe na talaga. Not just a coffee counter in the food court. So like ito with seating capacity, with like food and drinks talaga. Yeah, so it's a blessing in disguise.
Right. When God closes the door, He opens a window.
Yeah, and
yes, a lot of windows.
So blessing in this guy. Bea, ano, ba't ka na pa-coffee? Mahilig ka talaga sa coffee? Or you took barista classes? Or paano?
Actually, chef, ang gusto, tuwang-tuwa kasi talaga ako dati. Yung kapag kunwari sa Starbucks, yung one iced latte for Bea, ganyan. Tapos ang cute kasi, yung kapag gumagamit sila ng espresso machine. So parang ang ganda, parang ang saya. And then, well, another thing, I like coffee din. But ako kasi mga ano ko eh, mas with the milk, like latte, flat white, ganyan. I'm more of, ano, than like a typical black or like an Americano or what. So, nung time na yon, sabi ko, try lang natin. Kasi parang ang saya mag-business ng ganon. Tsaka, baka a part of me wanted like a valid reason, a valid excuse para like makapag-barista, mag-espresso machine nga, ganyan. So, nag-start kami sa bazaars. Kasi syempre, cart lang yun, as in coffee cart lang. And then that time, pwede ba magsabi ng brand? That time, I was using lang a DeLonghi machine. Like yung, di ba ang DeLonghi, mas pang home use and all. So,
oo, pang home use yan eh.
Oo. So, we started that. As in, I think December yun eh, na bazaar. Kasi sabi ko, parang para lang hobby-hobby pa lang, para cute pa lang, ganyan. Tapos, yung time na yun, first bazaar namin, may lumapit sa amin from admin of the mall na parang sinabi, you know, we were looking for a nice coffee concept for the food court. Ganyan. You might be willing to, ano, to try, ganyan. Na parang sa akin, well, hindi kami prepared for it, but I think it's a nice opportunity, so why not try it? Diba? Na ito, at least, kahit naman papano, syempre, we had, like, sila yung nagtanong sa amin. So, we didn't have to like apply isa-isa sa mga malls. Okay, ito yung intent, letter of intent, la-la-la-la. Yung mga, right. Yung mga ganong requirements. Mm-hmm.
Kasi ang dami. The opportunity presented itself.
Yes. So, we grabbed the opportunity and we opened, I think, 3 months after. But during that preparation, ako talaga, parang it's like a one-man team. Well, my mom and my titas were helping me, but ako talaga yung, nag-ano rin ako, parang a little coffee science and a little basic barista training since, syempre, ano eh, gusto ko rin, alam ko rin yung ginagawa ko. And yung name ng shop namin is Mix and Brew Coffee because we mixed and blended our own beans.
Saan like, nag-training, ako, Bea? Dito? Sa Manila or abroad?
Here lang. Pero ay, gusto ko rin mag- training din abroad, like in the future when Rona leaves na.
Yeah, when Miss Rona.
So parang yes. You're saying, 'di ba, parang it's a very common story na nagsimula yung interest mo sa food and beverage business. Nagsimula siya based on a hobby, like, but then mukhang sineryoso mo na, right? So parang naisip ko, is it like how would you rate yourself ngayon na as a coffee maker? Like feeling mo ba hindi ka na mapapahiya pagka isang taong nagpagawa ng coffee sa'yo? Like you're comfortable with the machine, you're comfortable with how many different kinds of coffees, ganun. Umabot ka na sa ganun level.
Sometimes, chef, minsan napaproud ako sa sarili ko kasi kapag tinitikman ko, let's say, Americano na isang coffee shop, sabihin ko, arabe kayong beans nyo, no? Or like, galing. Parang sabihin ko, naka-blend, no? Feeling ko hit and miss din naman. Pero like, at least I have an idea. And siguro like, when it comes to me preparing coffee drinks, how would I rate myself? Feeling ko I know what I'm doing, but I still can't do like a hit and miss yung latte art, ganun. Like yung heart ko or like yung rosettes ko, minsan mukhang puwet pa, mukha pang mumu, ganyan.
Ako pero, rin naman eh. Mas ano pa nga yung PG-13 mas sinabi mo, yung mga akin, di talaga maganda pang ano eh. Hindi maganda pang post na yung mga
art ko ano,
eh.
Sakto ang mumu ngayon, October.
Oh yun, may minsan mukhang mumu, ganyan.
Ako naman baliktad yung puwet ko yung mukhang heart.
Hey, dyan tayo.
Yan ang work of art. Body of art yan si Richie. Body of art. Diba?
Well, can I just say na that's kahit na sabihin mong hit or miss pa yung latte art mo, hindi joke yan kasi I was hanging out with Chef Ed and another one of our friends, si Jutes, no, of Tyler's Cafe and Gino's Pizza, diba? And parang pag yung dalawang yan nagsalita na about coffee, talagang wala na akong pwedeng sabihin dahil dalawa silang sobrang addict talaga sa coffee. And then one night sabi nila, "Oh, tara, gawa tayo ng coffee." So nagpaturo ako kung paano gumawa ng latte.
Mahirap ha?
Sobrang hirap pala gumawa ng yung latte art. Like yung sa akin, pinour ko siya and walang lumabas na foam. So so gumivap na ako kaagad on that day pala.
Mahirap siya, but it's very fulfilling kasi nga kapag na 'di ba nakabuhos ka na, tapos oh cute, ay may heart siya ngayon, I'm improving, ay it's parang kasi 'di ba yung ano mo noon, yung milk mo noon kailangan silky siya eh.
Oo.
Hindi siya, like kunwari for a latte, it should be silky and not really foamy. Like foamy, yes. Foamy. Kailangan silky. So parang, ay, ang cute, ang fairness. Ano, gatas ba to? Ako, parang ganun kasi. Natatawa. And it's very fulfilling. If like, if ma-feel mo sa sarili mong tama ang ginawa mo. Ganun.
Mahirap. Mas mahirap pa ang coffee kesa yung mga cooking technique. Like yung silky na yan. How baristas explain what it looks like? The milk should be like yung pintura. It should be like paint yung consistency niya. Ang hirap nun, ha? Diba? Lalo na kung di ka nagpipintura. Malay mo ba kung yung consistency ng pintura?
Oh, hindi ko gets yun.
Hindi lang siya yung itutusok mo yung wand.
Hindi. May angle pa eh. Kailangan ng vortex eh.
Parang hindi ko maintindihan kung ano yung sinasabi nila pag sinabi nilang malapintura. Parang iinitin mo siya tapos hindi ko ma-reach yung... Alam mo yan, I have no idea what that means. Kumbaga.
mahirap. Ayun. Yeah. Richie, ikaw, ano yep. mga burning questions mo naman for for our guest today, si Miss Bea Binene?
No, given that you've been seeing already, you've hit your stride, no, in your business. Mm-hmm. Do you think that you're ready na to expand?
Oh, after Nueva Ecija. Oh.
Mm-hmm, after Nueva Ecija.
Well, one thing I realized after I opened the coffee, the business, ang hirap palang magnegosyo ng pagkain, mga chefs. It's different. It's different from, kasi my family, we used to, as in more of the retail industry talaga. Mm-hmm. So, this is the first time that we've ventured like into the F&B industry and it's hard ha. Ang hirap-hirap niya. And, but it's again, it's fulfilling. And if naman you like what you do, I think you'll always have the reason to move forward. But going back to the question, kasi yung sa Nueva Ecija, hindi pa namin siya nabubuksan. Dapat bubuksan namin siya this month, but because of the typhoon, diba ang center noon, Central Luzon, parang yung mga salamin nabasag dun sa coffee shop. So parang pinapaayos pa namin, mga lumipad-lipad yung bubong, ganyan. So pinapaayos pa namin siya ulit. So hopefully, God permits, sana this year, ma-open siya. Pero siguro, when it comes to expanding, I think we want to expand like dun muna sa area. Kasi in Metro Manila, ang dami na kasing magaganda, kilala at masasarap na coffee shops here in the Metro. So kumbaga, the competition is stronger in Metro Manila. So right now, maybe it's better like if we bring muna what we have to Nueva Ecija, ganyan, introduce like what's uso here in Manila, ganyan, or like give them something new, ganyan, or like offer something na hindi pa common dun sa province, ganyan. So baka ganun muna. But syempre, if there's a nice opportunity if like sobrang okay yung offer and ano, why not naman? We're not naman like shutting our doors to opportunities, diba?
Tama naman, diba?
Actually, ako fan ako ng ganyan eh. Kasi parang it's like, feeling ko sobrang daming choices sa Manila na minsan maganda na yung choice pero na-overlook sila kasi ang daming ibang kalaban. And then when our tourists naman go to the provinces, or tayo mismo, mga local tourists, diba, when we go to the provinces, parang wala naman tayong choice pag nandun tayo. So, I'm really a fan of people going back to their own provinces, mm-hmm. their respective provinces, and then opening concepts na are good enough for Manila, di ba? Kasi dapat lahat ng ano ganun, di ba? Lahat ng province ganun.
And maybe not just the yung competition pala, pero kasi yung mga ano rin, yung like financial stuff, iba sa Manila. So parang with the rent, with the expenses,
the cost,
everything,
of, ano,
it's
the
way,
business.
The Mm-mm. cost, it's way more expensive, and it's parang sometimes even if you want the best for your business here in Manila, you can't really get the best because it's either, let's say, the location hindi siya available or sobrang mahal if like that's the best location. Yung mga ganun. So ang dami rin kailangan i-consider.
Tama yan. I've heard of a lot of stories na ganyan, like kahit hindi sa Manila mismo, na lumalabas sa mga Karatig Manila, like Rizal, Antipolo, Taytay, South, sa San Fernando, no, sa mga Pampanga, they find more success there because cheaper yung operational costs at saka yung cost of startup, yung startup cost nila, capitalization and all. I know this is a bigger problem and it will take more than an hour to discuss. Mas mababa pa yung minimum wage sa probinsya. So yung monthly,
yes,
na pasweldo mo.
Mm-hmm.
Oo. Kasi mas mababa yung cost of living sa probinsya din, no?
Even the rental.
Mm-mm, mas mababa din ang rent. So yun, I'm sure even construction cost, kung nagpatayo man kayo ng ano or renovate ng space doon, mm-hmm. mas mura din, 'di ba? So, yeah.
Yes.
Congrats and good luck. I mean, based on what you just said, mukhang ano, high level of ano, high level of coffee appreciation ka na, 'di ba, Bea? As in barista, mm-hmm. ano, advanced barista, cafe owner level. So, yeah.
Pero
exciting.
Ito nga, chef, sabi ko mas mahirap kasi ang hirap din if from a coffee counter, kasi we used to sell drinks lang and pastries dun sa previous branch namin. Here, diba, it's a cafe talaga. So, may food and ano rin. Ang hirap din gumawa ng menu, no? Like, well, it's different from like conceptualizing than like, okay, gawa kang pasta. Ang dali lang gumawa dito sa bahay. Pero like, kapag commercial na yung spoilage mo, yung grammage mo, the recipe, kung kailan ka dapat gagawa ng sauce and all. Ang hirap, no?
Well,
pwede ka naman, magtanong. Dalawa naman yung... Mm-hmm. Ano dito, restaurateur dito. You can ask us if you have issues. We can fix that.
Dalawa yung point of view dyan. From the chef point of view, kami ni Sharwin, mahirap talaga. Diba? As in, mm-hmm. yung how to really do it and what makes you mm-hmm. different from others, yun laging number one question. Diba?
Yes, exactly. Number
two, point of view nila Richie naman, who are professional food reviewers and ano, professional mm-hmm. eaters na rin, kumbaga. Diba? Ikaw, Richie, if you were to enjoy or experience a new cafe, both in mm-hmm. the metro or outside of the metro, what would you want to see?
Yeah, definitely. Especially, let's say it's in Nueva Ecija. It's a two-pronged process. Who is your audience? Are you looking to make it a destination, meaning people from Manila will go all the way to Nueva Ecija to see what you have? Or are you trying to target it to the people of Nueva Ecija where you want it naman to be something different? Diba? Maybe something that they can't, that they like in Manila, but they can't seem to get in that area. Diba? So those are the things that you really need to target. Mahirap rin to make it just the usual carbonara or something. You know what I mean? The things that you can get anywhere. But yung sinasabi mo. Because I used to, diba, I had a grill boy restaurant also. I was fortunate enough that I didn't have to think up of the menu because it's a franchise. However, I did with Chef Ed in mind. We had a vegetable kare kare and we had lechon kawali. Mm. I put the two together and I proposed it to the
company. Okay, naman.
It's, why didn't we think of that before?
Good job. Good job, man. So yun ang gusto makita mo, Richie. Like, is it destination? Anong kakaiba sa Nueva Ecija? Bea, ano bang meron sa Nueva Ecija na wala sa Manila? Is there a specialty there? Like, di ba sa, ano, kunwari sa Antipolo?
Maraming rice fields.
Rice. Why don't
and
you?
And parang, as in, mas, ano siya, mas, It's more fields talaga. It's not, I don't think there's much bundok or like much dagat.
Flatland.
As in, mas flatland.
I've been there once for work, Nueva Ecija. Totoo yan. Sikat yung mga palengke. That's where people get their legit, authentic na food, no? Punta ka sa palengke, yung mga butcher nila doon. Na-inspire tuloy ako, bigyan ka ng idea. It's none of my business, but I want to suggest, gawa ka ng horchata made out of the local rice there. Kasi diba horchata is rice
milk? I love horchata. Wala siya sa topic, pero like, during the pandemic, isa yan sa as in sobrang naging favorite ko, horchata.
Diba? As in, ano yan? I think that would be, and then you will introduce sa Nueva Ecija, ano to? Ano ba tawag sa taga Nueva Ecija? Tagalog, diba? O hindi? No,
parang a part in na Ilonggo, tapos Ilonggo, ang layo naman. Uh-oh. Ilocano, sorry na. Ilocano and Tagalog. Pero sa amin kasi Tagalog. Si Sinamama sa area nila. Mama,
kasi
Tagalog
I went to Bataan last week. Tagalog daw sila eh. Yun yung tawag sa kanila. Okay, so make horchata. Introduce it to them and say, this is a Mexican staple, but we can, pinopromote nyo yung local produce nyo eh. Parang masaya yun i-add sa cafe nyo. Diba? Mga dirty horchata. Mm-hmm. Yung horchata na may cafe. Na may shot of espresso.
And
diba?
Not everyone has horchata, diba?
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Actually, I went to Nueva Ecija 2019. We opened, kasi diba, I do fundraising dinners since 2016. And then, the money we raised, we built two libraries in Cabiao in Nueva Ecija. And one of the things na hindi ko makakalimutan doon, sobrang sarap. Anong tawag doon sa milk na niluluto tapos nagiging dessert natin? Nagiging parang candy.
That pastillas? Was really,
pastillas na galing sa Nueva Ecija. I forgot the person who makes
it. Maybe using the gatas ng kalabaw.
Oh, yes. Kalabaw ba?
That's
yes.
Why it's different.
Sobrang, it's so good. Like, sobrang sarap. Like, yung, nung time na yon hindi pa ako nagsisweets. Parang nagda-diet pa ako nung time na yon. And then, walang diet-diet. Minasakar ko yung isang balot mo. Nakakahiya nga kasi kasama ko yung former mayor. No? Pero hindi na ako nahiya, inubos ko na sa harap niya. So,
regret
siya sa,
nothing.
Oo.
No marami regrets. Din mga ganon, yung mga sapin-sapin, mga kakanin, marami nice. Din doon.
Ah, dahil kakanin nga, dahil kanin.
Kasi
I think,
kakanin, tama.
I think exciting to for you, Bea, kasi you can make mga pastillas latte, di ba? Or mga kakanin, sapin-sapin na latte. Gawa ka ng layer ng ube. And I think, and this is a good segue into the second part of our show, no? This is going to be a good segue into what was next for Bea. So, after opening the cafe and now transferring it to Nueva Ecija, nag-culinary school si Bea, di ba?
Wow.
And yan, dahil nga meron na siyang bagong skill set ngayon na she's about to graduate and she will talk to us about it more sa second part ng ating show. Dahil nga sa bago niyang skill set, nagkaroon siya ng opportunity ngayon to maybe help develop your cafe's menu, di ba? So yon. So we will talk about that sa part 2 ng ating profile with Bea Binene.